is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
What a beautiful Sunday it is. You people ask for sunshine, not liquid sunshine, but the actual sun that shines on 700 islands and keys that just make up the most wonderful and beautiful country in the world. This place is called the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And we sit just south of Florida, just north of Cuba, and north of Haiti, and north of Dominican Republic. Of course, if you go further south, you see Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, and those other Virgin Islands going south into South America. And so as we sit as the crown of the Caribbean, as we would have it, we love our brothers and sisters in the south. But we just need to understand one thing. It is the Almighty that has placed us in this place where we sit as the most beautiful country, not only in this Western Hemisphere, but also in the Eastern Hemisphere. Welcome to Remark in Guardian Radio 96.9 FM here in the Bahamas. Today I made a promise to you that, you know, I don't like to talk too much these days. I try not to. And people feel that I talk too much. I know when I was growing up, they had a song saying, "You talk too much. You talk about this and you talk about that." Well, you know what? I sometimes just want to take a little hiatus, a little break, a little sabbatical. As a matter of fact, today, Darvin Russell, I actually went to church today. Mm-hmm. I spoke at the homegoing memorial service for Dr. Leon Higgs' son. And, you know, he had passed away in California at age 48. And, you know, Mirosh, he was brilliant. If people knew who he was a mathematician extraordinaire. He was actually a Bahamian genius of mathematics, in so much that Harvard University offered him a full-paid scholarship. And in one day, he basically calculated that that was not for him. And he got another scholarship fully paid to another institution in Massachusetts area. And he actually has several PhDs. And his ability for mathematics is that of the Egyptians, the people who would actually build pyramids. When you look at his entire class, he was the only darker hue-skinned individual amongst mathematic geniuses around the world. Wow. His mother was from the Philippines, and his dad was Dr. Leon Higgs from the University of the Bahamas. And so I just want to give a shout-out to the family, the Higgs family, Dr. Elvira Higgs and her family, and all those who are associated with the family of Mirosh Higgs, a Bahamian genius. Today we had the memorial service, and I was privileged enough to give condolences to the family. And so our hearts are with you. Our prayers are with all of those people, as Darvin would say, who have lost loved ones, who have put them to rest today, those who are putting their loved ones to rest in the near future, to the family of Vaughn Miller, a member of parliament. I know you're going through a very difficult time. Shanique Miller, who I sit with from time to time, they're also distraught. And the one confidence that we have here in the Bahamas is not only does God love the Bahamas, we know for sure that God loves you. And God loves you, the peace that passes all understanding. We do pray today that you receive that in the name of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And for those who don't believe in God, we simply say with all good heart and good intentions that we embrace you, we hug you, We stand with you, and we know that through all things, that you're going to end up coming out like gold. Gold tried in fire, we know that you will be. And so today we have Darwin Russell here. I have very little role. He already chastised me. He said, my God, I'm only a co-pilot. But you know, sometimes a pilot, you got to lay back and catch a little nap, especially, you know, when you work hard like I do. But I am here. I'm here to support my friend, my colleague, a beekeeper. And there's one song, Darwin, I really need you to listen to. Mm-hmm. And you know why I want you to listen to the song? Mm-hmm. I woke up this morning, 2:30 to be exact with you. And this particular musician is not Bahamian. Do not crucify me because he's not Bahamian, because I love Bahamian music. I love KB. I love Baha Men. I love these people, right? But Gino D and the rest, I love you all. But at 2:30 in the morning, this music came to me of someone who is a king in his own genre.
All right.
And I want Link Scavella down in Adelaide to listen to what I'm saying, because I know you are the union president for music. But I need Darwin to hear this music, because the last part of this song, Darwin, speaks about bees. I really need you to listen carefully. Mm-hmm. Now, this show today, Darwin said, is going to be basically contributing to the conversation of national security. We're going to go into national security. He said we're going to break that down. We're going to go ahead and be able to really go ahead and just basically tear it apart and see, you know, are we doing a great job or are we simply failing in national security? And so just for a little bit of humor, Darwin, as I exit the microphone to allow you full sway of the microphone, if you invite me, I will be here. But I want you to listen to this song by the mighty Sparrow, Mr. Francisco himself, my good friend. His son is my good friend, Ian Charles, in Atlanta, Georgia. I want you to listen to the song, man, because all you policemen, you civil servants who love calypso music. See, I used to go to police retreats and the police little grill outs with the best steak in the Bahamas. I don't care what restaurant you go to. Nobody beats the police in fixing steak. I don't care what you tell me. The best steak in the Bahamas. As a matter of fact, I would say the best steak in the hemisphere is the Royal Bahamas Police Force. If you fight them for that, me and you going to have a fight today. I'm telling you that. So this song is in praise of the work that you do. I want to go ahead and salute you. I got to give you some good calypso. And I told him, play the whole song. Give the Mighty Sparrow his props. He's 90 years old now, and the last time he recorded an album was 5 years ago. You believe that? Wow. 85. This is my man. This is my main man. And Ian Charles, my friend, your daddy, I love him. Give the man some props, man. This is in honor of the July 9th, 1935 birth of the one and only, the Mighty Sparrow. Give it to me, Chris Penniman, and a song, Lying Excuses. I want you to listen to this, man. Listen to this.
Maggie, daddy, sugar dumpling, don't get so mad. Please let me explain. Do-do, daddy, sugar dumpling. So mad, please let me explain. If you see me with some woman, I don't want you to misunderstand. Whatever you might see me do, know my love is true. I'm not being unfaithful to you. The woman you catch me with in the bed really didn't have no place to rest she had. Business closed down, she lost, she won. Disappointed, suffering from shock. So I take she home just to relax and cheer she up. I'm exhausted, she said to me. Boy, you're so tired and so sleepy. Casually she sat on the bed and asked me to massage her leg. That's all, that is all, that is all. Spread rumors for confusion. Oh no, don't take them on.
96.9 Guardian Radio FM right here on Remark. Listen, man, you see the man said he had to hold the woman for the police. That's why he had to hold her behind that lamppost. So, you know, you police, we know your job is hard. But, you know, Darwin Russell said, man, we can talk with the civil service and national security. So all you police in the national security, whether you're a police officer, defense force officer, you're at the prison, whatever service you are rendering to us, Darwin Russell wants to have a conversation with you today, and guess what, man? I so appreciate Chris Penniman on the producer's board to bring you the Mighty Sparrow. That's my guy, man. That's just my guy. you know, born in Grenada in 1935, moved over there to Trinidad, and he became the Calypso King because he had a purpose. And for those of you who are in the music industry, let me just say, I'm not belittling you today, but guess what? We got to take our music to the world, and this is why I'm so proud of all of you people who are taking the Bahamian music, the Bahamian sound, to the world. And so when I think of people like Baha Men, and I think of KB and the rest of you, listen, man, let's do this thing, and let's take the Bahamas to the world, because we are the greatest country in the world. Listen, man, I got in the studio today none other than D-Man, Darvin Russell himself. This is Mr. AI. And listen, man, I so enjoy just listening to him. And I'm going to just pass the mic over to him with no further ado. My people there in Treasure Cove, you know, you got some fans in Treasure Cove. Mm-hmm. And guess what? She's a beekeeper. Mm-hmm. And she's baking me a rum cake.
Baking you or us?
Well, the thing about it is, she bakes me a rum cake. I got to share it with you and Gabby. And even you want your own rum cake?
I did not have nobody else in that, though.
But you gave me a whole banana bread to take home.
Exactly.
So,
but
guess who you got to talk to get the rum cake, though?
My Lord.
You got to go home where I live and tell that woman, make sure you get the rum cake. But that's the place that will bring me the rum cake.
I don't even need to talk to her because she can make sure I get a piece of the rum
cake. So you mean you may get my whole rum cake?
Exactly. That's what you need to concern yourself.
Chris ain't getting no rum cake no more. Darvin Russell got all the rum cake from Treasure Cove. And my good friend there over there, Elizabeth. As a matter of fact, we got a fan, Miss over there, Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Lilith. She lives over there. I think she's a Mac fiend.
Okay.
And Elizabeth. And every time we come on here on Sunday, she tells the people get out of her house because Garth and Darvin be on. She needed her house quiet so she could listen. So I want her to know that her son delivered the message when I went to buy me a little bit of jerk chicken on Carmichael Road. And I promised her, and I did deliver the message that I love her during the week, but I got a reminder that I know you're listening today, and I want to give you a special shout-out today into Elizabeth Estates.
Love it.
Darvin Russell, go right on ahead, man. I know the people love you more than me, but it's okay.
No.
I'm a humble guy. You know, this show is all about you and the Bahamian people, and I love being a servant to you all. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Good afternoon to my dear friend. Nobody does an intro like Garth, right? Now, let me put my disclaimer out there. Of course, Garth is a very trapsy host. You know, he knows that I went to church today. And he is going to open the show on a Sunday with the Mighty Sparrow. I just want y'all to know, I disavow the nature of that song, the content of that song. They do not reflect the views and opinions of this co-host here at Guardian Radio.
Well, guess what? One of your fans at Garth? It was a bee.
It was a bee.
It was a bee that caused the man to whine on she. Go right on ahead, my friend.
To all of my wonderful fans, friends, and even to our enemies that keep us on the air, because at least you're listening. We are thankful for you to be here on a Sunday, and hopefully you had an enjoyable and restful Sunday. I had a big meal today. I had two meat. I cooked two meat today. I cooked lobster, and I baked a chicken today. With some leftover rice, some crawfish salad, and some steamed cabbage. My meal was exceptional today. I cooked that. I am a culinarian. What are you talking about right now?
So the Bahamian women need to understand that we have men
who have skills
in this
too.
Country who could dominate in the kitchen.
No doubt about it.
Have mercy. And you ain't scared.
I ain't
they listen
scared.
To you right now, and they licking their fingers and they sucking their thumbs because you are a culinary artist extraordinaire.
Culinarian, absolutely.
Well, people, you know, if you listen to Remark, maybe one day, Darvin, you could come on the show and share some of your tips, eh?
Hey, I ready?
You ready?
I ready.
I know you're big, a mean banana bread.
Wait till my YouTube channel
A mean banana bread. I show that. I hate that myself.
You can't spread that out. You can't let everybody know that. Well, some things you got to keep to yourself. Ain't that what Mr. Ingram say? Some things you share, some things you keep to yourself.
But I want to share some things, Darvin Russell, on Monday so bad. Not this Monday.
Uh-huh. Oh, the next Monday. We
the
waiting.
Following Monday. Mm-hmm. You can be here.
I can be there. For that particular show, I can make an exception to
the schedule.
Got in
radio today.
Yes, sir.
I got to talk.
I can be there that Monday.
Okay.
Ready.
And then, you know, Michael Pindar is going to be here with tomorrow. us tomorrow with Gabby.
We will be listening.
So she took the day off because she said, Garth, I got to rest, man. I got to.
No, let her rest.
No, no, she playing politics with me now. Mm-hmm. She playing politics with Gabby. I know you're listening. You're playing politics with me. You know what? Sit with me and Darwin today, but everything cool. I got another pretty woman coming to sit with us
next week. Don't tell her. Don't tell her.
What you mean, don't tell her
don't
that?
Don't tell her.
If the young gal don't wake you, you got to go to the older gal. And that's Debbie Bartlett. We got to wait for Debbie then, because these young people can't rule. They can't rule. But guess what? This is Darwin Russell here, Garden Radio 96.9 FM. He's going to launch a show today. You police officers, you people in the civil service, you people who are part of national security, Wayne Monroe and crew, we got to clear the air here. Call your friends, call your family, tell them tune in right now. Garden Radio 96.9. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. And the microphone belongs to Darwin Russell as we break down our national security in this beautiful country of ours. We'll be right back.
We'll spread rumors for confusion. Oh, no, don't take them on. Just be trusted and don't ignore it. Try and understand. There is no need to disbelieve. Keep your trust and your faith in me, and I promise you there'll be no infidelity.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Imagine and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Well, it's Sheena and Dinah, Rosita and Clementina, round the corner posing, that your life is something they're selling. And if you catch them broke, you can get them all for nothing. Don't make a row. The auntie's gonna sparrow take over. Ah, Sheena and Dinah, Rosita and Clementina, round the corner posing, that your life is something they're selling.
And we're back on Remark today, and this is Darwin and Garth speaking with you. Prior to taking the break, of course, Garth and I had a long intro. But we are talking today in earnest about the Minister of National Security. For those of you that are regular listeners, I had a conversation while Garth was on vacation, and I mentioned to you that periodically, as we lead up to the next general election, we're going to do a review of at least the critical ministries. And the first one we did was the Ministry of National Security a couple of weeks ago. And I think overall the consensus from you was the Ministry of Health at the time was probably getting a grade between a C and a D. There were a few of you that were complimentary for the personal services that you would have received. But overall, that ministry reflected a tremendous amount of challenges, as we can see in our day-to-day lives. But for those that are of you that are going to participate in this conversation about national security, the numbers to call today are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And to our Family Island listeners, 242-300-5720. For those of you that are going to join the conversation by text and WhatsApp today, 422-4796. So, Garth, as we talk about national security, as you know, I like to lay the foundation, if you will, and give people some context around this ministry. Mm-hmm. Now, national security is one of the largest ministries by way of allocation. When you look at the prison, the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, the Royal Bahamas Police Force, and its attendant ancillary functions and arms, you're talking about an allocation somewhere around $300 million per year.
What?
That's what's allocated to the Ministry of National Security.
$300 million.
$134 million of that alone is the Royal Bahamas Police Force.
And I got to be a police, eh?
Man, you may be. You will join the ranks of between 3,000 to 4,000 members of the Royal Bahamas Police Force.
Hey, this is my time.
Maybe. Now, many of you may know or feel as though sometimes that we don't have enough police officers.
Mm.
But I would have you know, when you review this by per capita, meaning the number of police officers per 100,000 population, we are at about 750 to 900 police per 100,000. That is three times the rate of the United States.
Well, you're trying to cause me to speak in tongues.
Three times the rate of the United States. Now,
hmm.
The thing about data is you have to be sure that you're comparing apples to apples. The U.S. also has an FBI. They have sheriffs. They have different branches and levels of police. Mm-hmm. So that may not be as accurate a comparison to our lone police force. We don't have a federal and a local and a island-specific police force. We don't have a separate police force. Everybody is employed by the Royal Bahamas Police Force. Okay, so take that number with a grain of salt, but it just goes to show you that statistically, it may indicate that we don't have too many police officers. Now, when it comes, however, to the way we feel in terms of our safety, in terms of the police's visibility in our neighborhoods, at our events, the presence at night, the presence at some of the most popular spots in the country, if you're on a family island where you only have a sparse number of police officers, you may feel as though, man, Darvin, despite what that statistic may say, I think we get enough police officers. It still don't feel like it's enough. We have to put this against a backdrop of unprecedented challenges within the ranks of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. We have had, for the first time in my life, 50 plus years being here on earth, I do not recall us having a police commissioner resign before. As you know, the former police commissioner resigned under tremendous pressure by Her Majesty's opposition and others who had called for his resignation amidst the indictment by the United States government of a senior ranking police officer. We have had the head of the Criminal Investigation Department lose his job and is currently in the process of being prosecuted for crimes against the country. We now have a murder count, which according to the Minister of National Security himself, is down. Violent crime on average is down. I think the number was 14%. But let me remind you all that it is somewhat disingenuous for you to compare this current year's performance as though progress is being made in some deliberate and intentional way. And here's why I say that. I took the liberty, because you know I like to have my information, of looking at the murder count from 2012. I will give you the numbers year by year and let you be the judge of what to make of the current murder count. In 2012, we had 111 murders. 2013, we had 119. 2014, we had 123. This was under Mr. Christie's last term in office. In 2015, 146. That broke the record. In 2016, 111. The elections were in 2017. 122 when Dr. Minnis and the FNM took over. In 2018, it fell to 91. In 2019, the year of Dorian, in September, it fell to 79. During COVID, the year of 2020, it fell to 73. In 2021, the first year post-COVID, it went back up to 119. That was the last year of Dr. Minnis's administration. In 2022, it went back up to 128. In 23, fell to 110. 24, went back up to 120. And now, through the middle of July, it's down to 46. Extrapolated, it'll probably be, if the data holds true, end up somewhere between 85 and 90 murders, which would be a drop from the previous year of 120. The thing that I want to caution us on, though, is 1 year does not make a trend. As I showed you from essentially 15 years of data, this murder count seems to go up and down, seemingly with no reason, because I wasn't able to find any credible evidence that we can point to some deliberate and intentional strategy that was articulated and executed that resulted in these reductions, or the lack thereof is what caused the increase. So some of the things that I want you to consider and think about as we have this dialogue today is, what in the world is going on in the 242? Is the government's strategy that the Prime Minister, Philip Brave Davis, announced in January 2024, what's working? Okay? We know that up to that point, we had had very brazen criminal activity. We have had very public, essentially, executions, shootouts, and the like that we have had to deal with. And the Prime Minister in January 2024 released what he deemed his policing and crime plan. It had five pillars, if you will. The first, it was meant to attach itself and attack crime from prevention, was the first initiative. And according to the Prime Minister, the initiatives that he had intended to launch his administration was, one, expanding youth programs. Has that been done? Investing in community centers, enhancing educational opportunities, particularly targeting at-risk populations. That was the strategies under prevention. Second strategy, policing and detention. He had intended to strengthen the relationship between law enforcement and the communities they serve, modernizing policing methods, incorporating advanced technology for the efficient prevention and detection of crime. Third strategy that he articulated was that of prosecution. He intended to improve the judicial process to ensure swift justice. We've heard that one before, establishing special courts for specific type of matters. We've also heard that idea before, enhancing support systems for victims and witnesses. Fourth pillar, punishment. He told us that he was going to implement fair and proportionate punishments, including sentencing reforms and improving prison conditions. And fifthly, he wants to focus on rehabilitation, preparing offenders for the successful reintegration with vocational training, educational programs, and mental health support. This strategy, highlighting the government's commitment to a comprehensive, no-nonsense approach to public safety, involves cross-governmental collaboration and the active participation of the community, NGOs, and the private sector. He said at the time, it's a direct call to action for every sector of Bahamian society. When you hear such lofty goals and strategies, you would expect something so comprehensive would result in drastic reductions in crime. Do you feel, therefore, that one, these things have been implemented or are being implemented? Do you feel as though it's making a difference in your lives and the lives of the average Bahamian? Do you feel safer as a citizenry, Brother Garth, as a result of what the Prime Minister said he intended to do? When I look at the list, I can just think off the top of my head that I can give him credit if a part of this strategy had to do with some of the educational initiatives that they have launched as it relates to the expansion of vocational training with the new institute that he and the Minister of Education had announced, and construction has begun. I do not know of any community centers that have been invested in, per se. Not sure what the Prime Minister meant or has articulated around youth program expansion. I don't know if I feel under the policing and detection. For example, we have used modernized police methods. Yes, I know that the police talks about the drones, but I see them being deployed in a limited capacity. For example, are we using artificial intelligence to predict, if you will, who has the propensity to commit criminal activity? And are we intervening in those young men's lives in a meaningful way to reduce the incidence of crime futuristically? We have heard many times before about swift justice. I can't say that I feel as though justice has been swift in any shape, form, or fashion in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And from a punishment perspective, what I can say is that I still feel as though some of these heinous crimes still carry too light a punishment and a sentence. We have read just this week, just last week, about the victim. I think she was raped by her either stepfather or father, receiving, I think, 5 years in prison. There have been a series of these cases. And let me say publicly, if the new commissioner of police has given a specific focus to crimes against children and women, I applaud you for that, because I do not recall in recent memory or even distant memory when I have seen this many rape cases or crime against women being brought before the court. So that is indeed a refreshing change. So I hope the women out there in this country are feeling some degree of significant improvement in their cases being heard and their issues being addressed with a degree of speed and forcefulness by the Royal Bahamas Police Force. So Garth, my first question to the audience and to you is, what else is needed to mitigate or reduce criminal activity as you see it?
Well, folks, Darwin Russell is here today. He's putting the question out to us here, Garden Radio. Remark, 96.9 FM. The numbers are once again 3236232, 3254316, 3254259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 300
5720, or you can text in at 4224796. The question has been put to you again. Darwin, give us that question once again.
What else is needed to mitigate or reduce criminal activity in our country?
So we have a criminal situation. We got crime. We got all these things going on. You are the geniuses. You got the answer. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Remark here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM with Darwin Russell hosting today and Garth Roseboro. I'm sitting here with you. And what I like about Darwin is we're going to chop this up. We're going to chop this down. We're going to get this right. Election is coming, folks. It makes no sense you say you're tired of a government or you support a government if you don't know what the solution is to fixing our beloved country. We're going to take this quick break. We'll be right back.
You can get it all for nothing. Don't make a rap. The Yankees gonna spiral, take over. Ah, Gina, Dinah, Rosie, Karen, Clementina. Rock the corner, goes in. Back to life is something they said. I'm gonna catch them broken. You can get it all.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns, where they hiding the drugs, who shoot who part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace with a loud music and the motorcycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I seek revenge from the heart and soul. When I spread this news around, it's to see how the cavemen come into town. Just to meet Miss Jean and Dinah, Rosita and Clementina.
All right, we're back. We're back. This is Remark. You know, you folks there eating all that good food. You know, Bahamian people, you've been to church today. You're eating that big meal. Your belly full. You're half asleep. Wake up, Bahamas. Wake up. Let's have a conversation here about national security with Darwin Russell. Now, Darwin Russell, I know he knows my position in terms of national security in this country. I believe that no matter what they institute, we're going to always have an issue when it comes to national security because you can't have the police watching the police. This is just, it doesn't make any sense to me, Darwin. Mm-hmm. It never did. And you and I, we differ on this particular situation, so we're going to have to get the callers to call in to see where they're leaning and thinking. But first of all, let me just say this to you. If you're going to institute mm-hmm. a ministry mm-hmm. of local government mm-hmm. on the family of islands, which is 15 seats in this country, mm-hmm. It means to me that you are making every attempt to empower the Bahamian people on only the family of violence.
Okay.
That makes no sense to me. Mm-hmm. If you're only going to keep it for the last, 10, 15, 20 years to the family islands only, then that is an idea I think you need to just throw away.
Okay.
Just mash up local government. Mm-hmm. It's trash. It's rubbish. Throw it away. But if you have the intention of empowering your people to have involvement in decision making, then I say then that 15 should have been increased by now to 39.
Okay.
That's just me. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the power of national security. And you being an economist, you know that the greatest power that we can ever have in this country individually is that of economic influence. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to empower local government in the family of islands, and you can empower local government in New Providence, I would say to you, then it works for me. Why? Because the police then can have what we call in the United States a federal presence or a national presence.
Okay.
But if you have a local government presence, mm-hmm. where you have a local constabulary, where your police is stationed in Bain and Grantstown, stationed in Centerville, stationed in Nassau Village, stationed in Fox Hill, stationed in Elizabeth, stationed in Southern Shores, Yamacraw, Golden Isles, Tall Pines, Mount Moriah, Fort Charlotte, Killarney, and these places, South Beach, Bamboo Town, Golden Isles, stationed locally. Mm-hmm. If a national agent comes into your constabulary and he is selling dope, or he's selling coke, or he's found with guns that are illegal, then there is someone there who can arrest that individual, and the investigation starts, and of course we can deal with the situation. But if we depend on the police to take care of the police, then, of course, if they're friends, nothing is going to happen. If there's a system within the police force itself mm-hmm. that covers each other, who are you and I to say, by way of our citizenry right to say, we can arrest the police officer for peddling drugs or for human smuggling or anything else? We can't do it. We don't have the rights to do it. We don't have the ability to do these things. And if we depend on a judicial arm of our country to correct this issue, by the time we get to the judicial system, they are scot-free.
So your suggestion is, if I'm understanding, and let me make sure I understand yes. you correctly. Currently, we only have a national police force.
That's it. And that belongs to the royal family, the Royal Bahamas Police Force, not even the Bahamas Police Force.
Okay. Are you proposing then that this, the Royal Bahamas Police Force, be converted to a local police force that reports through a local government
hierarchy? A sheriff system. Yes, a sheriff system.
Type system. Okay.
A local sheriff system, yes.
And then sitting above them, if I would use that language, is a new police force that is federal in nature, which is essentially our version of the FBI, I assume is where you were going with that, that sits atop them but investigates only certain crimes of a, violent nature, and then they also
investigate... questionable nature involving the local constabulary. So what it does, it takes the financial weight off of the umbrella of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. We can limit those officers... And we can increase local constabulary. So, therefore, you are Darwin Russell. Mm-hmm. Let's say you live in the Golden Isles constituency. And we're going to have a vote that we need a sheriff every 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
You now say, you know what, I'm vying to be the sheriff. And so we say, okay, let's look at your background. You're a former Defense Force officer. You're a former police officer by the national standard. Mm-hmm. You've been away to the U.S. military. You've been away to the British military or whatever the case may be. You return home. We can use expertise in the Golden Isles area. We understand we have human smuggling. We have drug smuggling. We have all these other incidents happening within ammunition smuggling into Golden Isles area. We want a man like you to ensure to keep Golden Isles safe. We vote for you. And you have 3, 4, 5 deputies that patrol only Golden Isles constituency.
How do you... Okay. Unlike the United States, that's separated by very clear lines of demarcation.
Okay.
And for those of you that don't understand how the U.S. system works, sheriffs are also the equivalent of city, and they're the equivalent, if you will, of county I'm not trying to get in the weeds too much, but they're the equivalent of a county police officer.
Okay.
Cities sit within counties.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
There's a city police force, and then there are, you can think about a sheriff as a rural police force.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Those men and women, as Garth is saying, the head of that organization, the sheriff, is an elected person.
Yeah.
However, the individual police officers, the next town over that are city police officers of a city within this county, are not elected people. They are appointed by the mayor of that city.
Okay.
Okay? It's important for you to know the difference. The challenge that the U.S. has is one of jurisdictional overlap and the fact that they don't talk to each other effectively. Now, can you imagine in 7 by 21 miles, a police officer in South Beach gives chase to a robber at the gas station at the intersection of Pinewood Boulevard and Blue Hill South?
Okay.
That is the line of demarcation for the South.
Okay.
He cannot, if you follow the rules that they engage in the United States, go beyond that line. He got to stop his car, his patrol car. Okay. Stop it right there.
Okay.
The man get away scot-free because he now going north on Blue Hill Road.
You don't get away scot-free.
Okay, so tell me how, in all practical terms, you now have 39 sheriffs, if I understand what you're saying accurately.
Okay.
39 sheriffs and 39, which seem to me to be independent police forces within this little country of ours.
How many inspectors you figure we got in this country?
Don't have a clue.
Don't have a clue.
No.
The ASPs you figure we
don't
got?
Don't have a clue.
Okay, good. So we got a whole lot of them.
Yes.
So what's the difference in pay? My thing is this, you know, if you cross the line going into one area into another, you make a phone call. This Nassau, you ain't got far to go.
Mm-hmm.
One call, that's all. We have 15 constituencies on the family of islands. That means the balance 24 are right here in Nassau.
Okay.
So you have one ASP. You ain't got 10 of them, sit them in one station, wasting time. And when you call them, oh, we ain't got no car available. No. If you have various constituencies, various local governments, it means that each local government can afford themselves a new car, 3 new cars, 5 new cars, buses. They can have their own jail cells. They can have their own judicial systems. We got Zoom that we're now looking into in terms of dealing with criminal elements in prisons. You can actually afford yourself what I call progress, real progress. We have not had any progress in national security in the last doggone 30, 40 years.
Who pays for this?
But we paying for it to be corrupt. That's what we're doing. And that's why America looks at us like, you know what? If you like us so much, you like Miami, you like New York, mm-hmm. you like California, mm-hmm. you like New Orleans, you like Chicago. You're all over America and you have not learned yet that, you know what? There's a better way to manage your national security.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we got so much crime in this country. Because why? When you have drugs or human smuggling, anything else coming from the South,
mm-hmm.
I call my friend Darvin Russell. Now, I hope you all don't try to lock up Darvin tonight, you know, because mm-hmm. Darvin got to go back home and cook another meal.
Mm-hmm.
Darvin Russell is coming. He's the mayor of Mayaguana, mm-hmm. which is my mother's hometown. We suspect that all the drugs are coming through Mayaguana, and you know what we need to do? We need to do a federal or a national investigation to follow up on Darvin Russell.
Mm-hmm.
We could deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I am in the same system as Darvin Russell, we just the other day we had a problem in Acklands. Planes landing in Acklands with drugs.
Right.
How many planes can land in Acklands with drugs? And guess what? They ain't find nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jesus Lord. Chris, they ain't find nobody. A whole plane land in Acklands. Ain't nobody in Acklands. But they can't find the people who fly the plane. What they did, they walk across the Crooked Island where my great-grandmother from again now? Lovely Bay.
Mm-hmm.
You must even walk from Lovely Bay over to Acklands, say. I mean, to Crooked Island. How come we ain't find the people yet? How come we ain't got no fingerprints on this plane yet? Who this plane belong to? Why we couldn't arrest the people who owned the plane? Because all of us are friends. All of us are family. All of us are lovers. But if you go ahead and separate where you are now held accountable on a national level and a local level, then that whole idea of corruption becomes even much more difficult. Not impossible, but much more difficult because now you're paying attention to detail. And Chris, if you run for sheriff, and I'm running for sheriff, and I find that, you know what? Chris is wicked and Chris is corrupt. The next time we go into election, I can tell everybody how wicked and corrupt you are. This is what I'm talking about. There should be less issues in each constituency based on a model where we empower local government. And I think, Darvin Russell, you said to me some time ago, you're not a big fan of local government here in Nassau. I don't know why you're not, but I feel that if we were, we'll have more accountability and more transparency.
I am not, I'm a man who focuses on a big picture, right?
Okay.
I'm also a person who feels as though he's responsible with the money that we are stewarded as a nation. And I think
money?
That we, yeah, the money.
What money?
I can tell you right now.
Okay.
And we squander it. Whenever people say to me that they want local this, local that, this layer of government, that comes at a cost.
Yes.
A significant cost.
Yes.
I already feel as though Bahamians are under a heavy tax burden. To add another level of taxation to them under the veil or under the guise that it is going to correct this problem, I'm a bit suspicious that the very people that couldn't fix it in the first place are given the chore to do that. That's the first point.
Give me the chore.
That's fine. The second issue is the separation of powers and holding certain people accountable
okay.
when you institute local government.
Okay.
Local government in its current incarnation doesn't even have the capacity to raise money on its own.
Whose fault?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
They don't have the power to levy taxation. They don't have, their budgets are allocated from central government. So there's not the degree of autonomy that you would like to see as envisioned by local government in the truest sense of the word.
Yes.
Because if I am still beholden to the very national office, the very ministers of this ministry or that ministry, I still feel handicapped. Although I carry the title of mayor, I have no powers of the mayor. I don't have a budget that is independent of you. I don't have the ability to raise taxes on the citizens of the Bahamas within Marsh Harbor, within South Beach. So the same issues that we had when we had one national layer of government still persist with this now multi-layered government approach. That's my issue. I don't see a mechanism that has been espoused that would indicate that this local government construct that you're speaking about would be effective in the Bahamas if implemented the way the current one is in the Family Islands. It just doesn't feel to be working to me.
I like what you're saying, Darwin Russell, and I say to you, you need to have more faith. Because
okay.
If we are prepared to change, see, change doesn't come unless it comes sacrificially.
Fair enough.
We have to learn to trust local citizenry to do these things. Darwin mm-hmm. Russell, and I'm not going to fluff you today on a mm-hmm. Sunday, man. It's mm-hmm. only Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We can get heated during the week.
Yeah.
But we need more of you to tune in every Sunday, 5 to 6:30, to remark, because this is where we begin to brainstorm, we begin to put things to work. By the time we get during the week, as long as Guardian Radio permits us to come on during the week, we want to chop these things up so that you can be a part of this discussion. Darwin Russell, listen to me. Every election cycle,
mm-hmm.
we depend on politicians to bring policies and to bring legislation to the Bahamian people.
Agreed.
We all know that the permanent secretaries
mm-hmm.
are the managers of this country.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that whether we like them or we do not like the work that they do and how they perform, nobody, I don't care who you are, nobody has any authority or autonomy over these people. They do whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about coming from a situation where we're going from the Westminster system to a true local government system, then the very essence of Britain handing over all of the responsibility to us as a nation to be independently ran, which to me, I never believe. I believe we independently paying the bills, but they still getting paid. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
That's just how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But my whole thing is this. Allow an economist like Darwin Russell to put together a plan that every constituency can have a budget and grow their own budget. Things like prisons, that's a business. It's not just penal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a business.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much money is made for just having a prison? We can decide if Golden Isles wants a prison, if Southern Shores wants a solar farm, if Elizabeth wants a power station, if Mount Moriah wants to have a central bus system and locomotive system to transport people from the south to the north. You at least have the independent ability to say, you know what? We want to involve ourselves in business ideas that grows our constituency in a smart way.
Mm-hmm.
I can just say it straight. It's Sunday. Many of our politicians are not intelligent people.
Okay.
I just can say it. Chris, could I say that today? Mm-hmm. We got security downstairs so I can leave here today. Even some of the decisions prime ministers make in this country are not smart. I ain't scared to say these things. And Britain too far away to care about what we do other than we pay our own bills. So let me ask you a question then, Darvin Russell. Mm-hmm. Should I have to pay a high utility bill from Pike because I have no other option? Or should I be able to say, you know what? Here in the, this is Fort Charlotte area, mm-hmm. we want to have a substation or a sub-organization or a sub-corporation that's going to produce solar power so that the people of Fort Charlotte pays less in utility bills. If we pay less in utility bills, it means that the people from South Beach may decide, you know what? I don't want to operate my business in South Beach. I don't want to live in South Beach. I want to move over to Fort Charlotte because Fort Charlotte is more cost efficient for me. I want to move over to Elizabeth or to Yamacraw because why? The police system there, to me, is safer. And I feel as if, you know what, they got my best interest at heart over in Yamacraw and Elizabeth. These are decisions that Bahamians should be able to make. Right now, we can't make no decisions. We're not making any because all of the power lies right there on Bay Street and in the offices of the permanent secretaries. We are people who are still, for me, enslaved to a system that is not taking care of us.
Can I propose?
And this is the police system, the Royal Bahamas Defense Force. Look at Royal Bahamas Defense Force, Royal Bahamas Police Force, Bahamas Correction. They do not belong to us. As far as I am concerned, I'll say boldly today, they are not on our side. I'm going to say that straight. Give me local government, and I know you'll be on my side.
Can I propose an alternative solution?
Of course you can do two things at the same time, like you always say. So fight me. Let's fight me.
Okay. I can concede the point that there is a need for two levels of national security. I can concede that point.
You like it?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, good.
I would just implement it a little differently. So here's my counter proposal to your proposal.
Okay.
Would you be comfortable if I were to say, yes, I like the federal police idea. I will allow you to construct that as you see fit. I like the idea of local sheriffs, but I think 39 is overkill. So allow me to do sheriffs in districts. Let's say that there are 8 districts in New Providence.
Be careful.
I'm just giving you my counter proposal.
Yeah, but you said how many in Nassau is an overkill or in the country?
The 39.
For the entire country?
Yes.
So then we don't need 39 ministers in the House Assembly then? Because that's overkill too then.
We can fight about that in a different day. But let's stay focused on
national
security.
I got to be fair to the subject matter.
No.
If 39 sheriffs is overkill, then we don't need 39 members of parliament.
No, one does not equate to the other because one, you are just saying that one is a national office, right?
Okay.
The member of parliament is a national office.
Okay.
Right? We're not proposing having state senators now and federal senators, and let's not convolute this. So let's say we leave the political establishment with the exception of you putting these mayors in certain islands or okay. respective districts, okay. right? Let's stay in national security. I can fight you about that one in another day. Okay. So go with me if you put, like, you have 8 sheriffs in Nassau. Mm-hmm. And deputies reporting to these 8 sheriffs.
Mm-hmm.
You break up the island in New Providence now only. Mm-hmm. You can have a sheriff by island
mm-hmm.
in the family of islands. But mm-hmm. Nassau is sufficiently densely populated, in my humble opinion, that you don't need another 25 of them, right? You can decide whether it's 8 or 6 or 10 or 12. Mm-hmm. I just don't think it needs to be 27 representing each constituency.
I think it does.
Okay, that's you. I'm just giving you my little counter proposal.
Just to keep it transparent, okay. accountable, and fair, and honest.
That's fine.
Uh-huh,
but that's God. You know,
you said 300 million, you know, boy.
300, yes, I know. Understand. I understand.
You so much money at this?
Yes, I know.
Talk then.
The audience could choose a side.
They ain't calling in today. Right? They ain't calling yet. They ain't listening to what you got to say. I'm asking you.
Okay.
I'm looking at the numbers here, and they listening to what you got to say. So go ahead.
So I'll give you the federal police.
Thank you.
And I'm going to give you, I guess, 8 districts in New Providence, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to even give you the mayor. I give you a mayor.
Okay.
I don't know if I've given you multiple mayors in New Providence, but I give you a mayor.
So if you give 15 people the head of the local government on the family violence, why can't you give me a mayor in 24 places here in Nassau? That's the model you set. You said one mayor for 15 constituencies in the family violence makes local government.
No, one mayor per family island. One mayor per family island.
I say constituency. You got one per constituency right now.
One One member of parliament, yes.
No. One local government head in 15 constituencies.
Oh, that's what you mean. Okay,
yes,
sorry.
Yes, so you've got to give me 24 here in Nassau.
Okay, 24 heads.
Yeah.
Okay, and are you calling these 24 heads 24 mayors?
You can change your name. It's only a name.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Okay. All right. So if we go with that, you feel now, I'm of the view that you need to allocate responsibilities for them.
Yes.
So that there's no overlap with national government.
Yes.
And here's why that's important for me.
Yes, I agree with you.
I do not believe that you need 24 power stations, for example, 24 prisons, et cetera, because I believe that there's tremendous benefit that accrues to the nation by having a single focus and economies of scale in those with those entities.
That's why you have only certain families that have any stakeholdership in BPL Pike right now.
You don't have to do it that way.
It ain't our business. Okay. My business don't need to make money. And my thing is that if it can make money in my constituency, I need to be able to do that. I need to take care of my constituency. And this is why later, in 2 weeks' time, mm-hmm. 15 days, almost here,
must
I can talk
days.
About Golden Arts and by-election because y'all think this is gaming. Mm-hmm. You got to take care of your constituency. Don't worry about the other 38, but mm-hmm. take care of yours. You and your children and your generations need to be taken care of. So, David Russell, you're trying to make it look like, guess what? We can leave everything for everybody else to make a decision on. That don't work like that. This is my border. I want to take care of my border. I want to take care of my house. I want to take care of my community. I want to make sure that we are the best community in the Bahamas. We ain't got no Haitian problem because guess what? We got our own immigration situation here. And any Haitian would move into my community or any migrant from Philippines or from China or from America or from Germany or wherever the heck they will come from, they come in here. We can deal with that. We ain't worried about you in Parliament or Ministry of Immigration to talk about, we got Sarah Jean, Philippe trying to become God Cartwright. We ain't into that. My constituents say we ain't want none of y'all in here, and that's what we can do. And we report to a central nucleus, and the central nucleus says, you know what, we could stamp that ain't happening in there. That's how this need to work. Checks and balances. That's what I'm talking about. Checks and balances.
Woo.
Let's take a break. This is Garden Radio 96.9 FM. I'm here with my good friend, David Russell. I'm sorry, David. You're my friend.
Man,
I told you, let me shut my mouth and you'd run your program. Mm-hmm. You want me to talk? Mm-hmm. I'm talking. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Violence, 3005720, or you can text in at 422-4796. We're going to take this quick break and be right back.
Bigger, longer, wider. Saturdays are getting supersized on Guardian Radio. Following the always heavy hitting, the eye-opener at 9 a.m. Stay tuned for the full size, the accredited from 10th year seniors at 11 a.m. Now for a full 2 hours. Then Tell to Stanya at 1 p.m. is now even longer at 90 minutes. The big, all-new season of Our Blue Bahamas from Breathe is now at 2:30 p.m. And the happy hour with Deandra Cartwright is smiling wide at its new time, 3 p.m. It's the new big Guardian Radio Saturdays on 96.9 FM or GuardianTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yeah.
Mommy, guess what I did in school today?
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back. It is Sunday, and you are listening to Remark with Garth and Darvin. And we were having a, as usual, Garth and I, heated conversations around national security. Caller, you are on the air. You're listening to Remark with Garth and Darvin. How can we help?
Yes, good day.
Good day. How are you?
I'm wonderful, sir. I'm listening to your interesting topic.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Shanika Smith, sir.
You give me your whole government name. Go ahead, Shanika. You gave me your whole government name. Go ahead.
Yes. Birth certificate and everything.
I'm telling you.
Yes, sir. You and your host.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my thing is that corruption, we have crime is everybody's problem in
this
nation. The baby on the breast straight to the lady heading to the grave. It's all of our problem.
It is.
And we must see it as that in order for us to some way get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
We can't turn our eyes and pretend we don't see this.
Okay.
And, you know, in some ways, where it breaks down is when you see some Bahamians, they don't, in terms of practice, that they don't have that mentality. It's about the green dollar. When you have people, for example, I will say, the nationality on your land squatting, and you know that they are not supposed to be there because they are I-L-L-E-G-A-L. I think that's how it's spelled.
You got it.
I-L-L-E-G-A-L.
You got it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Illegal.
Yes,
they are
ma'am.
Illegal. And you have them there, and you're letting them rent off of your land.
Mm-hmm.
Illegal immigrants.
Yes, ma'am.
And you have become a part of the crime problem, the corruption problem, and you turning your eyes because of the green dollar.
Yes.
There's the, and so, you know, you have to be accountable for that. You have to deal with these people who are doing those things. And then you have persons, how are certain people, for example, when you find, you know, this one is getting, you know, let me just divert. I think it's the mayor of New York or somewhere I just read. It was on Twitter where he's allowing, I think it's illegal immigrants because they're trying to, I think Donald Trump is trying to do away with, you call them cities of refuge?
Yeah, they're called.
Yeah.
Sanctuary cities is what they're called.
Pardon me?
Sanctuary cities is what they're called.
Yes, sir. I have my qualms about that to an extent because I believe people are still human beings and, you know, nobody runs away from their country for no reason. Nah. It's a way you handle that, you know what I'm saying,
yes,
and confiscating
ma'am.
Them. But they're still human beings. And before you send them back, you should try and assist them on some level and then send them back. Because if you just send them back, they're going to try and come back anyway.
Understood.
You see my problem?
I do.
Because there's a problem going on in their nation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they are not supposed to have the same rights as the citizens of that nation.
Correct.
So let's just make that clear. And they need to be checked in at the door with that to understand you don't have the same rights. Even if your child is born here, you don't have the same rights. Your child has the same rights as us. When they reach the age of 18, they could decide whether they want to take those rights or not. But you're still illegal. Let's just make that known. And we have the right to send you back to your country.
Yes.
So Bahamians must get the mindset and the mentality that, hey, crime is all of our problem.
Okay.
And we are not all one family. You know, the song says, all of we is one family.
Yes,
no, we're not, because I don't believe in incest.
Okay.
And incest is of the devil, and incest brings curses on your land.
Yes, ma'am.
All of we are of different family islands. We are not one family. So that's where we have a problem in terms of, oh, that's my cousin, so I can't say anything. Yes, you should say something first to your cousin before you see them being hauled before the courts on ZNSTV 13.
Well said.
And it also deals with parents. Mm-hmm. You know your son isn't working. How could you be taking in TV, chain?
Yes.
You know the boy don't work and he driving car. Something is going on. Where is he getting this money from?
We have become complicit. Yes.
So
yes.
It's all of our problems. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
They see their son going before the judge. Oh, my good son. But he wasn't good. He was he good when he was stealing from that woman who earned her? You understand? Who worked so hard on that person? It's all of our problems. So it's a mentality thing. As we need to learn how to compartmentalize things intelligently. All of we are not one family.
Wow.
I'm a Smith. You're a Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Let's handle this respectfully. And you understand?
I understand
that. Crime is all of our problem.
Well said.
Go ahead, sir.
Well said.
Thank you.
Have a great
day.
You too.
What a beautiful call.
Gosh, you said a mouthful there.
Man, maybe people are smart, you know. But the smart people are always quiet, though.
Mm-hmm.
Smart people don't really talk too much. They listen more than they speak. And the solution definitely lies within the minds of the Bahamian people. Darwin Russell, this is complex.
Mm-hmm.
Time is really running on us today.
Mm-hmm.
And I would ask you to possibly, if you're going to be here on Friday, to bring this topic back to us to really jump into this on Friday. I'm sure that we're going to have all of our civil servants listening on Friday. Today is a day when everyone is doing what they got to do. But for those people who are dedicated and committed to Remark at the Garden Radio 96.9 FM on a Sunday, we do appreciate you. And, you know, we got our people in Treasure Cove, like I said. We got them in Elizabeth Estates. We got them over on the Falmy Islands. We got them over in Lyford Key, Old Fort Bay. We got them in Albany, all over Adelaide. And guess what? Bain and Grantstown, St. Barnabas, Mount Moriah, Bamboo Town.
Cable Beach.
South Beach. We got them all over. They listen to Remark today. And guess what? They really want to hear some more of this juice.
Okay.
Don't mind them. They're listening, you know.
Well, let's talk.
I want you to come back and juice them up.
My Lord.
On Friday.
You are being
caller, you're on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Caller, you're on Remark with Garth and Darwin. Go ahead, caller.
Caller, you there? You got your radio turned too high.
You can call us back, caller.
Let me disconnect that one there.
All right, so let's go through some of these texts. Garth, you are absolutely right about politicians. 90% of them never did much. Some of them do not even have a house or managed anything or anyone in their life.
Okay.
Listening from my neighbor's radio, is the leader of the COI a Masonic Lodge member? I don't know what that got to do with what we're talking about today. But Garth, awesome points that we were making before the break. Let me make these two points before you go on. I as I listen to your contribution, a couple of things kind of stuck with me. One of the things that I'm always troubled by when we have conversations around what is required to mitigate crime, I never hear anybody talking about initiatives or strategies around improving the relationship between fathers and their children.
Mm-hmm.
And we know a correlation between the presence of a father in the life of a child and their propensity or the likelihood of that child to commit crime.
Yeah, but it goes deeper than that.
I know, but I'm saying, have you ever heard any minister, any prime minister, articulate a position that speaks about developing strategies, programs aimed at family reunification, aimed at improving the relationship between fathers and
children?
I've
never even seen a prime minister just open his hands up and pray to God and say, thank you, for delivering my nation.
Okay,
call on the line, go ahead.
Caller, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Garth and Darwin.
Good afternoon.
Good friend, you're fishing today. You're fishing. You tell me you're fishing.
Producer, cut this woman.
Cut who?
This woman.
This is a matter of national security right here.
Cut who?
This is a matter of national security. I have to call it.
Cut this woman.
Go ahead.
You also miss me? It's okay.
We miss you.
I know deep. Freedom of Information Act says that you say Darwin Russell is my favorite. Now, I didn't tell you.
I say Darvin Russell is you with your favorite co-host.
Now, listen how this goes.
Telling the people untruth on this air.
My Lord, Jesus.
My friend who bought me this hat from Aruba, she got a hat right here from Aruba. She bring me a hat all the way from Aruba with some salt on her husband, And she tell me Darvin is her favorite. Now, I just can be straight up with you. Then you know my boy.
You know
Mr. Roll and but 10 other fellas who I introduce you to say if Gabby I touch Gabby,
it. See, okay,
I fire
exactly
right
exactly.
Nobody say they like God.
My Lord.
So what you talking about, woman?
I don't.
And then you know,
I'm a national security guy.
Yes.
I must tell you.
Yes.
You got to stop it.
But guess what? We can need you on Friday with Darvin. If you can make the time, we can mash us up.
Darvin, I have to make sure you invite me too.
My Lord.
No, Darvin ain't had no problem with you.
Gabby, I don't know why Gabby's won't get me in trouble. I keep telling y'all, God is the host.
But what I want you to do for us, Gabby, while you're calling in, is go ahead and give a shout out to your fans, because you got a whole lot of them. And then I want you to promote your show for tomorrow, 12 to 2.
Yes, hi everyone. Don't worry, don't mind, guys. I will be in tomorrow, and tomorrow we'll be sitting down with the leader of the official opposition, Mr. Michael Pintard, from 12 to 2 on Guardian Radio today.
Love it.
And Kat Rose Flowers, welcome to sit in with us.
And the devil is a liar. Because you didn't tell me. I tell you, y'all got 1 hour, and you tell me, no, but the man need two. You then fighting me. And I say, you know what, Darvin? I don't fight people. I say, you know what? If Gabby say two, then it's how much it is?
God and I could be by the dock. We could be by the dock listening.
I give him a two.
Yeah, so I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yes, you will.
Darvin, I'll see you on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely.
And shout out to all the Remark listeners. It's so good. To be with you.
Fantastic.
Have a great Sunday.
Thank you.
You want to tell us what you think about this anyhow? But this whole.
Excellent contribution as always, David.
Thank you.
I was tuned in listening. And of course, you always have your hammer over there.
Got
trying to stir the pot.
Got him.
So, you for a centralized police system or you for one where we have checks and balances?
I like the checks and balances to ensure that there at no level there is corruption, because you will always find that someone is going to try and rock the boat and see where they can slip through the cracks.
Well, we look forward to your contribution. You know, you're always on point. You always do your research. And as a young person, we have much confidence in Ms. Gabby McKenzie-Enius as one of those people who are going to continue to point this country in the right direction. We appreciate your sacrifice and your time and look forward to your interview tomorrow.
We'll be listening.
From 12 to 2 on Guardian Radio today here on 96.9 FM. That's Gabby McKenzie-Enius.
Have a great Sunday, Gabby.
It's good to hear from you. We're going to take our final break here. This is Remark with Garth Roseborough, Darvin Russell. Gabby's off today. We'll be right back.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Ooh.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back. We're about to get out of here. And I'm sitting right here with Mr. Darvin Russell. There's something that is very heavy on his heart. And even though this topic here needs just a little bit more attention, we're going to try to see how we can end this discussion. And so what I'm considering to do, Gabby has the show tomorrow from 12 to 2. And on Thursday, I'm not certain if Miss Debbie Bartlett is going to be joining us because she's going to speak with me after this show. Mm-hmm. But I'm almost certain that Mr. Adrian LaRota, President of Fishing Association, and Mr. Arnold Dorsett is coming back.
Okay.
Dr. Marvin Smith may be back to complete the conversation we had this Thursday.
Yeah.
And so I know Thursday is going to be a very full show. Mm-hmm. On Friday, I'm really interested in what Darvin has to offer in terms of this show, but there's something that is heavy on his heart for families that he must get off of his heart. And so I do not want to continue this conversation next week, Sunday. Mm-hmm. So what I will do then, let me postpone the national security conversation, if I may, to the following Thursday, just to ease things up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then you can have your show for Friday. Go ahead and let them know what you're thinking on your heart. So we can prepare for Friday.
So Friday, what I had proposed to Garth is I was having a conversation with a friend of mine. And just this week, that sparked my curiosity. And I was asking her, what does she believe is the Bahamian dream? And I won't share what she said. I'll leave that for Friday. But I thought that that would be a really great show to get a sense of what is it that we as Bahamians believe is our dream. What does it mean? So if you were to evaluate a government and say that, man, look here, they hitting on all cylinders. Everything that I thought living in the Bahamas, being a Bahamian was, has been fulfilled. What does the Bahamas, a fulfilled Bahamas, look like? What does that for you? Is it that we live in a Bahamas that is essentially less than a dozen murders a year? We live in the Bahamas where we can go back to unlocking our doors. We live in the Bahamas with a traditional nuclear family and children in safe communities. Do we live in a technologically sophisticated Bahamas? Do we live in a Bahamas where there is no homelessness? Do we live in a Bahamas where we are free of corruption? Do we live in a Bahamas, for example, where we are able to walk the streets in the middle of the night like we can in some cities that we travel to? What does that mean to you? You know, when you talk about the American dream, they talk about a white picket fence, husband and wife and two kids and a dog, right? Do we as Bahamians have a vision for our lives that is clearly articulated, simplistic to communicate and understand? And can we come up with what that formula is so that we know this is what we are aspiring to as a culture? I'd like to know what the thoughts are of the Bahamian people on that.
Well, folks, this is Remark here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I think what I'm going to do, Darvin Russell, we're going to have that show on Friday. This is not a communist radio station. As a matter of fact, we are not biased. We are not PLP, FM, COI. We are just simply the humble servant for you, the Bahamian people, to call in, talk to us. We still got a lot of programs here tonight. Just stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Do not forget to turn your radios on first thing in the morning for Morning Blend. And then, of course, you have Aaron Green, C.A. Newry. And then at 12 to 2, we got Gabby McKenzie-Enius with the leader of the Royal Opposition from 12 to 2. Then we have Z-Line with Chivago Line. And then, of course, we have our time with Naughty. And so guess what, folks? This could be a great week next week. And guess what's going to happen? I'm going to let you have your program, Darvin. On that Monday, I only talk in golden hours and by election. If I got to tie in national security to that, I'll do that. But guess what? Come Monday, up until such time, golden hours. Let's go, golden hours. It's by election time. See you again next week. This is Remark. God's Rose Sparrow, Darvin Russell, saying take care. The Mighty Sparrow, we love you. We appreciate you. Live on, Mighty Sparrow. Live on, Bahamas. Yeah.
Nobody can stand the bell.